bringing you what is old and what is new from the storehouse of God. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Isaiah. Hark! Here is one calling, cry. I ask, what shall I cry? This, that all men are grass, and their glory like a flower in the field. Grass withers and flowers fade, because the breath of the Eternal blows upon them. Grass withers and flowers fade, but our God's promise stands forevermore. Whoever measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or ruled off the skies with a span, or held the dust of the earth inside a measure, or weighed the mountains in a pair of scales, the hills within a balance. Whoever moved the mind of the Eternal, or gave him lessons and advice. Whoever was called in to give him counsel. Whoever taught him how to act, or showed him what to do. Why, nations are a mere drop in the bucket, no more to him than dust upon a balance. He lifts lands like a straw. Even Lebanon is not fuel enough for him, nor its cattle a sufficient sacrifice. Before him, all the nations are as nothing. To him they are but empty and inane. Then who can you compare with God? What can you put beside him? A metal image that the workman casts, the goldsmith gilds? While he who carves an idol out of wood chooses a tree that will not rot, then gets a clever carpenter to set him up an idol that will stand. Can you not understand? Can you not see? Were you not told this from the first? Have you not grasped this since the world began? That he who sits over the round earth, so high that its inhabitants look like grasshoppers. He spreads the skies out like a curtain and stretches them like a tent. He brings nobles down to nothing. He ruins rulers of the world, scarcely planted, scarcely sown, scarcely rooted in the earth. When at a puff from him, they wither. The storm sweeps them off like straws. To whom will you compare me then, and equal me? Asks the Majestic One. Lift high your eyes, look up. Who made these stars? He who marshals them in order, summoning each one by name. For fear of him so mighty and so strong, not one fails to appear. Why do you complain, O Jacob? Why do you cry, O Israel? My fate the Eternal never notices. My rights are unregarded by my God. Come now, do you not understand? Have you not heard that the Eternal is an everlasting God, the maker of the world from end to end? He never faints, never is weary. His insight is unsearchable. Into the weary he puts power and adds new strength to the weak. Young men may faint and weary, the strong youths may give way, but those who wait for the Eternal shall renew their strength. They put out wings like eagles, they run and never weary, they walk and never faint. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Isaiah.